Well, today I wanted to share a little bit on, so in the, and if you hang around enough young people, you're going to hear the, and you ask them to do you a favor. Like for me, if working on the car lots, I deal with the car, the lot attendants. So you ask them, hey, can you find me this key or can you help me out get this car? And the term is, I got you. I got you. So I thought about, you know what, God has us. And that's what I am going to attempt to share today. So we can start off in Deuteronomy chapter 33. Just keep in mind that God has us. And he even said it in manifestation. So Deuteronomy 33 and in verse 12 is a beautiful verse. God is telling each one of the sons of Jacob, Israel, whatever you want to call them, what he's going to do for them. And this one just especially stood out to me. In verse 12 it says, and of Benjamin he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And I thought that was so beautiful. Just a great mind picture of God covering us on our, you know, like a shawl on our shoulders and taking care of us. And that word cover means to protect. So we are protected by this great God. In Psalm 91, we'll read some more. Psalm 91, and we're basically going to read this whole psalm. Don't worry, it's only 16 verses. We're going to read Psalm 119 today. Psalm 119. Verse 1 we'll start. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And what greater of a shadow can we have? I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And you know, the snare is like a net, it's a trap. And what did it say there? He will deliver us from that trap. We won't get trapped. We won't be stuck in that trap. And the noisome pestilence, which is not good. It's calamity, it's mischief, it's perverse, it's very wicked. So, you know, that's something that God, he has us. He's going to deliver us from all that junk. Verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence, there that word is again, that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. And that's written, thy dwelling place, your retreat. That's the place where we go to God for our safety. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And we have more, even more than that, because we have him and his son inside of us. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Think about what Daniel went through with the lion's den. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him, and with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So those are some very wonderful things that God does for us as people, and even more because we have his Spirit in us, and you know, he just wants to continue to take care of us. Let's go to Psalm 41. Psalm 41. And we will start in verse 1. I guess we're going to read this whole psalm. No, no. Yeah. Well, most of it. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The poor, the weak, the sick. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of his languishing. There's a, you know, your bed of sickness or loathing or sorrow, a bed of sorrow. God says he will strengthen his people in those situations. Sorry. Verse 4, I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if I come, and if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. And that all that hate me whisper together against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him, and now he lieth. He that lieth shall rise up no more. Yea, verse 9, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted his heel against me. And that old familiar friend can be the not so wonderful things in your life that, you know, you kind of get comfortable with, but God will take care of those things for you. It says, but thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me and raise me up that I may requite them. I might get rid of them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And God, look at that, right there. God says that he favors his people, and we're his people. And there was a neat example of this in Psalm 55. And verse 12. It says, for it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it that he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, you know, when we are fighting through these not so wonderful things in our lives, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Absolutely, we will have victory when we look to the Lord. Verse 17, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he will say, I'm a little too busy now. I'm helping out the Jehovah Witnesses this week. I'll catch up with you guys later. No. Evening and morning and noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Absolutely hear my voice. And that's our God. He's got us. He's got our backs. I couldn't find that verse. I was looking for it. There's a verse that says he's got our back, our sides, our fronts, our ups and downs. But it's a good thing to look up if you have some time this week. Turn to Isaiah, please. Isaiah 41. bless you. Verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall perish. They will wander away. Thou shalt seek them, and thou shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. All of those life troubles that we contend with, as you know, as long as we just keep going to God, they are going to be as naught. We're going to think that they're, you know, the end all, and that's going to be it. But if we keep putting our trust in Him and knowing that God's taking care of us, they will be as naught. Verse 13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. He will definitely help us. And the reason why He will help us, we're going to go to 1 Peter. One of the reasons why, anyway. Actually, two of the reasons why. 1 Peter chapter 2. And verse 9. It says, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So God called us. We are a chosen people. And that's why He wants to take care of us. And that's why He wants to protect us. If you go to Ephesians, there's another reason. It's Ephesians chapter 2. And in verse 10. We all know this verse. For we are His, what?
Workmanship,
His masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So we're God's masterpiece, we're His chosen, we're peculiar. And He wants to protect His masterpiece, He wants to protect His peculiar people. So that's why He does these wonderful things for us. Go to Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs 29. I was just thinking I can't see John, but now I can see him. I forgot about the mirror thing. Proverbs 29, verse 25. It says, the fear of a man bringeth a snare. There's that snare again. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. And that fear is anxiety again, you know. So, well, that anxiety we have, that sometimes we get, God can take care of that. He can take care of anything that holds us back from loving Him and doing His word. Turn to Luke. This is a verse my lovely wife shared with me. And it's such a wonderful mind picture of God's power and God's awesomeness. Luke 11. Luke 11. And in verse 20, and this is Jesus Christ talking, and you know how I know that?
Is it red?
Red letters.
When God talks, is
that bad, is though. That is some awesome research right there. But it says, but verse 20, but if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. And I thought, you know, it's a figure of speech, but it's a great mind picture. You know, God's finger, just His finger alone will have so much power. And we have all of Him with us, all of Him in us. So that's pretty neat. In Job, chapter 5. Excuse me.
Job.
The book of Job, chapter 5. And let's read 21 and 22. Job 5?
21, 22?
Yes, sir. It says, thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue. And that means the whip of the tongue. We know how the tongue can cause some problems with us and with our own tongue and other people. It can cause a little problem. But God says, thou shalt be hid from the scourge, the whip of the tongue. Neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction if it comes.
When, right?
You know, it's, and that's nothing to be afraid of, because when it comes, at verse 22, at destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. And that word laugh is to be merry. We can be merry in those situations because, again, God's got us. Mm-hmm. Like nothing else could ever get us. Psalm 37. Can everybody hear out there in Zulu land? What's it called? Zoom? Psalm 37. Verse 19. They shall not be ashamed in evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Have plenty. That's a wonderful thing. Ashamed means, you know, disappointed. We never have to be disappointed in our God. He's going to continue to take care of us. Let's see. Second Samuel? Yeah. Verse 20, or chapter 22. John, where is 2 Samuel?
It's right before 3 Samuel.
Good man.
And after 1.
That's right. 22. And we're going to read verses 1 through 8. And David, verse 1, spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord hath delivered him out of the hand, and not only out of the hand of his enemies, but out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. When the waves of death compass me. We'll go with compass. The floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Which means God is always listening. He's always there bending his ear to us to hear us. And then this is great too. You know, another figure or mind picture. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations of heaven moved and shook, because he was wroth. And then it goes on. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth. You know, all this stuff. And just a great little mind picture of God wanting to take care of us. And we'll go to First Samuel, since we're right here. 17. First Samuel 17, and this is the beginning stages of David and Goliath. And verse 26, it says, "And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine," the giant, right, Goliath, "and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And I thought we could fill in the blank. Who is this anxiety that we have in our lives? Or who is this sickness that we have that's going to defy my God? Because he can take care of it all. And he wants to take care of it all. And then lastly here in 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. I'm sorry, chapter 3. Verse 1. It says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men not have faith." So that we'd see some things that God can deliver us, some great examples in the Psalms and Proverbs, that God can deliver us from unreasonable and wicked men. We sure did. Verse 3, "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you." "And keep you from evil." So he's going to establish and keep us from evil. Evil. And verse 4, "And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ." So he's going to direct our hearts to... keep directing our hearts to his son's return for us, and then we're all together forever. So,
amen.
Amen.
Amen.